Well, you've heard the speech Terrell gave several times over these past few sad years in America. It's the one that never fails to bug your eyes and put a ringing in your ears. It's the same speech that proved that Nixon and Mitchell and Connolly and all the others despised us to the point of ridiculing us to our faces. Standing up on the white courthouse steps, Terrell seemed overly casual to me, confident, thoroughly despicable. And in the sincerest voice I could remember hearing out of him, in a voice choking with moral outrage, he said that he welcomed a chance to prove his innocence once and for all before a judicial system that he, for one, still believed in. Some people booed loudly. More people cheered. He went on to say how he was confident that the courts will vindicate me. And he said, I swear to you before my Lord and Savior that I have done nothing wrong and nothing to be ashamed of. It was as strange and scary then as it was the first time I heard a grown adult serve up that kind of tripe to a group of other adults. And an even more frightening thing was in store for me that afternoon. I'd gone down near the Fleetwood to observe the crowd up close. I was standing with a long-haired citizen reporter photographer putting it all down on film. To a man, the people down by the Cadillac had that sick, hurt look I've never seen so much as at the Bible Belt showings of a movie called Marjo. Marjo is a documentary about a young, very well-loved evangelist who openly admits how he's been lying to and defrauding the people of the South. I want to tell you that the people around here cried after seeing that film. They are basically trusting, and they can't comprehend deceit at that high level. At any rate, I was busy watching this fussed-up crowd, and I never saw Terrell until he was practically on top of me. In fact, I only saw him because the photographer started snapping away like a madman. John Boy never stepped one foot out of his chosen path, but he raised a stubby index finger and pointed at me from about 10 feet or so away. He looked at me with all the pride and son of God feelings power can give a weak man. He looked and pointed, and all he said was, "You." I've got the photograph to prove that, too. It's hanging safe and sound, blown up into proportion over my fireplace up here in Poland County. Standing in front of the Tennessee State Courthouse that day, October 12, I took the wild guess that Terrell would never be tried and convicted. That turned out to be right. Nashville, June 30. A wasted American dreamer, Jefferson Terrell is 99% fat now. He has greasy, cardboard-colored hair slickly parted down the middle, but ducktailing in back. He constantly smells of tobacco and mash whiskey, and since he's developed high blood pressure, his plump face is tomato red. John Boy also has a big, lazy accent. He pronounces words like pleasure, pleasure. But there is a smoldering brain in the wreck of Terrell's body, and he is the man who finally got Thomas Berryman.